This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of thousands of people in China are in coronavirus lockdown Friday as the country battles its worst outbreak in months, while the United States is looking to boost vaccination efforts in the face of the Delta variant-fueled surge. U.S. health officials claim the Delta variant is more transmissible than SARS, Ebola, and smallpox, and as easily spread as chickenpox, according to media reports showing internal data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta is driving recent surges around the world, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. The Philippines government announced Friday it next week will send more than 13 million people in the national capital region back into lockdown because of a Delta-linked increase. The variant has also been linked to around half of new cases in Tokyo. Japan on Friday extended a virus state of emergency in the capital a week into the Olympics, with the city reporting a record number of new cases the day before. Meanwhile, Australia said Friday it would reopen borders and end lockdowns when vaccination rates reach 80%. The first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law was jailed for 9 years on Friday for terrorist activities and inciting secession in a watershed ruling with long-term implications for the city's judicial landscape. A 24-year-old former waiter was accused of driving his motorcycle into three riot police last year while carrying a flag with the protest slogan, quote, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." Human rights groups have criticized the conviction, saying it imposes new limits on free speech. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the first flight carrying Afghans who worked as interpreters for the U.S. has arrived in America, the start of an operation to evacuate thousands from possible Taliban retaliation. Around 20,000 Afghans worked for the U.S. following the 2001 invasion in the wake of the September 11th attacks and have applied for evacuation under the State Department's so-called Special Immigrant Visas Program. Some estimates suggest the total number of prospective evacuees under the so-called Operation Allies Refuge could be as high as 100,000 once family members are included. Many of them fear retaliation from the Taliban, which has secured a vast swath of the country since foreign troops began the last stage of withdrawal due to be complete by late August. A White House official says the first arrivals in the U.S., numbering around 200, will complete health checks and other processing before being sent to new homes across the country. The U.N.'s Children's Fund, UNICEF, said on Friday more than 100,000 children in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray could suffer from life-threatening malnutrition in the next 12 months, a tenfold jump over average annual levels. A UNICEF spokeswoman, speaking after returning from Tigray, said that one in two pregnant and breastfeeding women screened in the region were acutely malnourished, leaving them and their babies prone to sickness. Fighting between the Ethiopian central government and the Tigray's People Liberation Front began last November. The group recaptured most of its home region in June and July, but has been blocking most aid. It's been 2 weeks since a convoy of the UN's World Food Program was able to enter the Tigray regional capital, Mekelle, according to a spokesman. Israel becomes the first country to begin offering a coronavirus booster to people. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine will be available to vaccinated people over 60. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's President Isaac Herzog also got the booster on Friday. It's being offered to the general public beginning on Sunday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can always follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.